Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, hey, happy to have you back with us here. I want to get into some sports items at the very end. But one of the things that kind of created a little bit of a stir on Saturday on True Social was a post by Donald Trump. And it reads, quote, "Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially same old story as last time, all talk, no action, nothing is being done. What about Comey, Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia, question mark, they're all guilty as hell, but nothing is going to be done." Essentially saying that he wants something done about his political rivals or opponents. Well, the question I think a lot of us are having is, was he meaning to, like, DM her this? Like, it's out in the open. It was deleted a little bit later. Like, what is going on here? Is he, what do you make of this? Because it's kind of, it's scary, but at the same time, a little bit baffling and funny.
Yeah, so I was actually at Farm Aid when that post came across to Transom, and I think, like a lot of people, I was quite confused by it because, as you mentioned, it sort of reads in some ways like a text that you would send someone, but then the syntax is also kind of in the classic Trump tweets syntax with the all caps. And so, you know, my sense as I read it a couple times was that I think he probably did mean to post that publicly because, yeah, you're right that he deleted it, but he ended up adding one name where someone's first name wasn't included. So it's not like he took the whole thing down. But, you know, I think the thing that's kind of fascinating to me about this is I think the fact that Trump does stuff like this out in the open and publicly kind of shields him from accountability in some cases, because, you know, you can think like Watergate, you know, where the big reveal was when the Watergate tapes were finally released and you had Nixon talking with aides about, you know, covering up the break-in at the Watergate and, you know, basically criminal conspiracy. And here you have Trump, you know, directing his AG to prosecute his political rivals with no real implication that there's actual crime here. I mean, it seems pretty clear that he just wants to do this for retribution. But it's like the fact that it's right out in front of everyone somehow makes it like less of a scandal. You don't really have reporters kind of digging into it in the same way. You know, I've been kind of reflecting on that, that I think there's something to be said for the fact that Trump just waves this stuff in everybody's face and has now for a decade. You know, I think kind of shields him from the accountability that he would expect because, you know, obviously for any other president, a statement like this would be, you know, an impeachable offense.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you 100%. I just think that we're at a point where this presidency and the way that he operates is so off the rails is that it's normalized behavior that should not be normalized.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, I think there was a temptation in Trump's first term to kind of disregard his tweets a little bit. You know, they kind of became background noise and, you know, there was a sense that he was just kind of like raging on social media, but never really amounted to anything. What we've seen now, you know, just recently with Jimmy Kimmel, where, you know, after Colbert was ousted by CBS and said they wouldn't renew his contract, you know, Trump followed up by basically saying, you know, Kimmel was next. And then a couple months later, lo and behold, The administration used the leverage that they had with the merger of Sinclair and Nexstar to kind of force out Kimmel, and of course he's returning tomorrow. But I think, you know, we've seen with Trump that this time around he has aides in place that are more pliant and willing to do his bidding kind of unquestioningly, you know, or without questioning whether, you know, it's the right thing to do or legal. And so, you know, I think we do need to pay attention to these posts because obviously this is something that he is really pushing for. Now, in terms of prosecuting, you know, the people that he wants prosecuted, whether it be Letitia James or Adam Schiff, you know, there's more to it. Like, you can certainly open up nuisance investigations and make people's lives miserable, but could you get a grand jury to indict, you know, any of these people? You know, I think that's kind of in question. You know, we do have some safeguards in our system to hopefully prevent against the worst abuses of power like this. But, you know, ultimately, I think Trump is pretty comfortable that no one is, you know, he's not going to be impeached, that Republicans are just along for the ride at this point. And so, you know, you see a president at this point, like you're saying, that it's really off the rails and he's not worried about being held accountable.
Yeah. We're talking to Aaron Rupar from Public Notice here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And I did want to get to the Jimmy Kimmel stuff because it is the news of the day that Jimmy Kimmel is going to return. The show is going to return tomorrow on Tuesday. But Sinclair has made the statement here this evening that they are not going to return the show. They're going to preempt the show. I think it's a day in which a lot of people are celebrating the return of Jimmy Kimmel because people that are proactive about, you know, free speech and not being censored and not, you know, being under the microscope or being targeted by the Trump administration, everybody feels good about the return of Jimmy Kimmel in that way. Do you kind of, I'm pretty sure that you agree with that particular take, just because we all should be able to have the opportunity to express our opinions, specifically when you're talking about late night TV hosts that crack jokes for a living. And just, it's not like he was pushing the boundaries with anything that he said last week.
Yeah, you know, for one, my mom is actually a regular viewer of Kimmel. So she was, you know, Colbert and Kimmel are kind of her two guys for late night. And so she was pretty bummed. You know, so I'm sure she'll be tuning in tomorrow and happy that he's back going forward. But, you know, beyond that, what you mentioned with Sinclair, I mean, I would imagine some of their advertisers are probably not thrilled about that, you know, given the audience that Kimmel will have tomorrow. You have to imagine that the news program they're going to put on instead is not going to do the same sort of ratings. So that's kind of an interesting angle to that. But, you know, you're right that with the specific comments that got Kimmel in trouble, now you could say that, you know, when he said something to the effect of, you know, MAGA spent all weekend trying to insist that the Charlie Kirk shooter wasn't one of theirs. And, you know, maybe he should have caveated that a little bit more. I think what he said was totally defensible, and it certainly wasn't a lie or, you know, kind of like defaming a dead person or anything like that. So that to me was almost in some ways like kind of the most chilling aspect of this is, you know, it was like just this completely fabricated controversy over something that I think was a pretty defensible statement. And, you know, if that's all it takes to get someone taken off the air, I mean, we're in a pretty bad spot in terms of criticizing Trump and being able to do that, you know, just kind of free speech more broadly. So, you know, I do think this is an example that pressure works. You know, I'm sure you saw on social media over the weekend all the people posting that they were canceling their Disney accounts. And, you know, I think that they were taking a hit financially and they probably projected that it was going to get worse from here. And so, you know, there's kind of this sense sometimes of powerlessness. What can we do? You know, we're over a year out from an election. But, you know, grassroots pressure like that, just kind of, you know, basic, you know, economic pressure, making decisions with your dollars, I think can still have an impact.
This is my take on it, and I want your response to my take. My take on it is this. Jimmy Kimmel, regardless of what people think about him, super popular, and people support him, and they love the fact that we live in a country where everybody's supposed to be able to have freedom of speech, okay? The ABC and Disney didn't think that the backlash against them was going to be like it was. When they started losing money over the weekend and everybody was canceling and canceling and canceling, whether it was Hulu, whatever it is, then they said, we cannot have this. They saw, and to this day, Target, and I honestly think that Target will never fully recover. Do I think that Target will eventually probably, you know, bounce back a little bit? Yes. But they will never fully recover from the DEI situation. Some of those people have just moved on to Costco, moved on to other places to spend their money and said, we're done with Target. We're over it. I think that they have looked at that and said, we don't want to be the target of television and broadcast media. What do you think?
I think that's right. I mean, I really do think that's what happened here, is that the financial hit was proving to be more than they were willing to swallow. Now, I will say, I'll be interested to see how Kimmel handles this tomorrow, because, you know, I think you can look at this and kind of say, why would Kimmel want to go back to ABC at this point, you know, given what just happened over this past week? And obviously he has had concerns over how independent his voice can be and, you know, whether he'll be censored for criticizing Trump. So I will be very curious from that standpoint, just like, does he come out with guns blazing and, you know, really criticizing Trump and kind of leaning into it? Or do we see kind of a softer Jimmy Kimmel, maybe spending a little less time on politics and, you know, sort of the way that Fallon kind of handles his show? It's a little bit less political, I would say. So I am curious to see that component of it. But I think your overall analysis, I mean, I can't disagree with that, because I certainly didn't expect him to cave so quickly. And the only reason I could think of is that it's hurting the bottom line.
How was Farm Aid?
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It was great. I mean, Neil Young was a bucket list performer for me. I've seen Dylan probably 10 or a dozen times over the years, and actually really enjoyed John Mellencamp. That to me, I think, was a highlight. You just forget how many kind of classic rock hits he has, and he had the full band. You know, there are a lot of performers that are doing more of the acoustic folk approach, but, you know, Mellencamp really rocked it out. And, you know, Willie Nelson, I mean, just timeless, all-time Americana legend. So it was kind of a long day. We were there from like 3 until midnight or so, and I think the show even went a little bit later than that. But a really good, really good show, and great vibes at Huntington Bank Stadium too.
Hey, man, you love Minnesota sports. Were you all about the Lynx yesterday? Did you get a chance to watch?
Yeah, I was there. I was there yesterday.
I was there too.
And, you know, I came out of game one feeling pretty good, because it felt like the Lynx played far from their best game. And I thought, you know, Phoenix came out offensively really kind of humming, moving the ball, getting to the rim. And so, in fact, that the Lynx could kind of pull together enough to steal a win when it felt like they were kind of on their way to losing at halftime. You know, I think it bodes well for them. And, man, if they can't win a title this year, I mean, you know, it seems like all the stars are kind of aligned. Obviously, the carrying some injury hurts, but you know, especially when you see the Fever over on the other bracket winning game one with kind of, you know, a shell of a roster with all the injuries they have. I mean, it feels like it's kind of lining up pretty nice. So I'm excited to be there tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully we finally get another championship in this market and have a parade next month.
Well, I'll tell you this, man, I have a bunch of vacation I have to burn here between now and December the 31st. So I'm assuming that at some point me and you we'll meet up at a Timberwolves game, because, you know, it's that time of year, man. We got to get our NBA basketball on, and we'll catch some NBA basketball and hop on over to a First Avenue and hang out afterwards or something.
I love that, man. Hey, I don't think we've got a Twins game, obviously, but not a Wolves game. So I believe 1 month from today is the Timberwolves opener. So
let's go.
Yeah, you know, and that's a nice thing with this Wings playoff run, is that it's pretty much going to carry us almost the entire way to NBA. So
media day
back in our lives here.
Media day is a week from tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
Is it a week from tomorrow? Maybe. No. It's actually a week from today. A week from today, I think, is media day for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So let's get ready, man.
Yeah. And actually, I won some tickets kind of completely separately to the Wild's preseason game on Thursday. So my kids are really excited about that. They've never been to a hockey game.
Nice.
So it's kind of snuck up on us, but, you know, fall sports are here. And obviously Timberwolves for me are the big highlight. And like you said, before we know it, the season will be here and you and I will have to catch a game and kind of fully catch up then.
For sure, man. All right. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
That's Aaron Rupar from Public Notice joining us here on The Lake Show.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.